AmericanWorkersRadio.com.
You're listening to American Workers Radio, a national network promoting American-made products, with your host, Michael Blihash.
Well, welcome to another edition of American Workers Radio here on 860 AM Radio. And I ask that you go right to your telephone and invite a family member and friend to tune in. I don't care if they're laying in the sand somewhere. Give them a call sitting on the beach chair in the kitchen having a coffee during these very hot days in Philly. I want you to have them call in to the radio station. Tune in to the radio station. And if you are on the internet, go send an email to a family member and friend and invite them to tune in. Our Listen Live link is on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. Just click on the Listen Live link. Well, today I'm very pleased to say that I have a number of very special people with me, including, and I must say, Larkin Connolly is here today, and he's raring to go with today's broadcast. I also have Rich Logis, as you know, is the principal of RJL Technology Integration, and I understand that he is much cooler where he is today than we are in Philadelphia. And I also have Mark Andel, who is the founder of Made in America Store, and I want to hear about his latest things happening there with the movie that's coming out. I think he has two showings coming up very soon. And by the way, we will also have some reports coming in from Mike Sessions about a new thing that he is doing with an app. And we'll also be hearing from Jude Watkins today. So we're going to be in for a very interesting conversation. But first, I want to hear from Mark Andel. Mark, what's going on with that movie?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Everything is great.
And welcome, listeners. The movie is, they launched July 5th from Georgia, and they're on day number 13. They're doing the private screening at every city they come to. And they've been getting media and press, Mike. It's been outstanding. Remember, they wrapped a tour bus, a full tour bus, with the American-made movie on it. And then they're pulling a trailer. On the back of the trailer has every city from Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, right through. And today they're actually spending time in Cleveland, Ohio, or actually Indianapolis, Indiana is where they're coming into today. And they got some nice press. They're on TV, and they sent me some nice articles. We tried to keep you abreast of what's going on. But, you know, people appreciate the movie. I've got calls because we're a twist in the movie with General Welding, my manufacturing story, and what happened to us and where we are today, and then with the Made in America store. And the movie, you know, a gentleman I talked to last night out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, owns a company called Monarch, and Dave called me and said he was honored to talk to me. He said the movie, he actually cried when he seen my story, and that I had to lay off people because he went through the same things, and he loved that it was non-political. He loved that they didn't talk about the trade, all the stuff going on, and they stuck to manufacturing, how every good economy needs manufacturing, and how the consumer plays such a big role to get this economy back together. And Mike, it's all about what we're about on this show, and I hope you guys get to see it. And, right after we're going to have it show this weekend at our local theater that holds 650 people. We've got a sold-out crew coming this Saturday and then Sunday in Niagara Falls. So, you know, if you get a chance, go online, American-made movie. I'm sending you as much as I can, but they're really, they've been on Fox. USA Today launched us July 5th in USA Today about the movie and actually tied General Welding and the Made in America store in their press.
I did see that, Mark, and I congratulate you for being so highly visible in this effort.
Yeah, well, thank you, and I think you'll love it. It's point on and really, really can make change.
Well, you know, there's an audience for every issue, and our listeners and our supporters, the people going out of their way to support American Made, are really doing their part to keep jobs here in the USA. Everyone I speak to is talking about how good our efforts are and say it beg us to continue. Being here in historic Philadelphia, I meet a lot of strangers coming in town, many of them for the first time. I give them my Made in America flyer, you know, about the store, your store, Mark. I tell them about our internet site. I welcome them to tune into the radio wherever they live on the internet. But the thing is, people are really talking. And if that movie can come to Philadelphia, it would be a great, great plus for us, because I'd really be able to go out of our way. I'd get Larkin and all of the score people, and we would go absolutely wild, because we have to restore what's missing in our economy. We don't have leaders who are leading, so we have to join and make our own leadership.
I had Sue reach out again and tell them about, you know, you, Mike, and Rich, and Larkin, and how good we do in promoting the, you know, this movement. And they're looking, it's definitely going nationwide. It's already accepted in theaters across the country for the end of August. But I'm going to definitely get you a copy, or get you some way to see it in your town. I've still been pushing them every day, because I think it's such a good thing for Philadelphia. They are going, I know they got Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but I will keep on that for you.
Well, Bethlehem, they're doing a preview in Bethlehem, from what I understand.
Yeah, private screening, yep.
But they're going to have the movie in regular theaters in Philadelphia.
Yes, at the end of August.
So we'll be watching for that, and certainly we'll do a big promo, do something special. Maybe Rich will have to stay longer than his prepared visit to be able to serve some goodies with during the film fest that we do here in Philly, and Larkin will put on his chef's hat and his apron, and we'll sell hot dogs and whatever is necessary.
Sounds good.
How is everything with you, Rich?
Good morning, guys. Mark, Larkin, welcome back. Appreciate, as always, and good morning to the listeners. Last week with just Michael and I, he was the ventriloquist, I was the dummy. Mark, I know that next month, Jacksonville and Gainesville in Florida are getting the film. So let me know about the Miami area if they come a little bit south.
Yeah, so try to push.
Yeah, please let me know. I got the mojitos ready to go. funny that in summer that you guys are hotter than we are, but things are great down here. Recently, got re-engaged with a couple organizations down here that are committed to looking to attract businesses and commerce to the Miami area. There's a lot of work ahead. I think that this area is a microcosm of the nation in terms of trying to attract businesses to a certain geographic region. But we're re-engaged. There seems to be a rising consciousness here of looking to at least attract parts of companies that are either based here and overseas, or perhaps based overseas, that want to move some of their operations here.
Right, right. We're doing a lot of positive work, and people do appreciate that. They're disappointed that more of the media is not involved in this, because we're encouraging, and we have like our Diane Sawyer and David Muir and the people that are promoting my commentary weekly on their shows. But there's not a day-to-day outlet in the CNBC or any place that's really focusing on jobs. It's a disappointment to me. And
well, there's our guest speaker at our event we had 2 or 3 weeks ago.
JJ, she was excellent.
Yeah, JJ has a program on CNBC. No, CNN.
Yes, she's on Sunday mornings.
Sunday mornings.
And in fact, one day, Larkin, we'll have to get her on.
Oh, she'd love to, yeah.
She did beautifully. I enjoyed her presentation. She outlined things very nicely and said the same thing that we're saying, that we have to get off our duffs and do it ourselves, because the people we're electing to do it, unfortunately, are out to lunch. They work 1 hour a day and they get an hour for lunch, and that's about it.
Right.
Today, joining us, I have a very special person, Mark and Rich and Larkin. I want you to meet Mike Sessions. And Mike, I'm going to open the microphone up to you and tell us a little bit about what you are trying to do. Welcome.
Thank you very much for the invitation, Michael, and it's glad to get in contact with the other members of your panel. In particular, Mark, I've been working with your brother, Dan, to try to get some of your products into our online database.
Excellent.
I'm the co-founder of a new company. It's called Go4 Made in America. It's a G-O, it's the number 4, Made in America. That's the company name. We have a product called Go4USA. It's a smartphone app that's currently only available on the iPhone or an iPod Touch. It's on the App Store. And what it's geared for is to create a mobile solution for consumers to share information about Made in USA products they find at their local retailers. And we also have recently added the ability to show products that are available at online stores. And the tool is also something that retailers could use. They can upload information about the products they sell that are made in America at their store. Manufacturers, if we don't have you in our database yet, they can use the app to upload their name, address, phone number, web address, et cetera, into our database. We're just trying to get all those pieces together of a consumer. Local retailers is how we started, and we added the online, and manufacturers all tied together to the products that need to be purchased so that the manufacturers are going to get more requests for more products to be resupplied, have to you know, create another shift to build the increase in demand and create more jobs that surround the manufacturing sector.
Very well said. That's exactly what we're looking to do. In fact, Mike, when you're on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com, you'll see the Blihash Plan link listed there. And by the way, we will list your link there as well. And when you go to the page, which I know you have, you'll see that Mark Andel has his stores up there, and Jude Watkins, who you've been in contact with, has his AmeriLoop. Everyone working together is going to do more for the American worker than they even realize. I know that it's all a slow start with all of these ideas, getting them up and doing their things, but it's going to happen. It is happening. Everywhere I go, I promote it, and I see and hear right from the people. I look at the reaction on their faces as I'm saying what we're trying to do, and they are unbelievably appreciative. So we appreciate that. Now, let me ask you this. If I was interested to go to Go for American Made, what would I have to do to be able to get that app?
Well, our website is basically just describing our company and our mission and showing screenshots of how folks can use our app to search for products. They can search for products by name, by category, by manufacturer, and by retailer. It shows how they can upload product information once they find it. They'll have to have the app. So to get the app, you just go to your iTunes app on your Mac or PC, or on your device if you have an iPhone or an iPod Touch, and you can search for either the words Made in USA, and you'll see half a dozen apps show up, and ours will be one of them, or you can type in a search criteria of Made in America, or you can type our app, Go4USA, it'll come up with just our app. We currently have a promotion where it's available for 99 cents through this coming Labor Day. We've had promotions most recently where we offered it for free. We initially had it on the store for $1.99. We think that's a very reasonable price for the services we offer for people looking to find Made in America products in their local retailers.
And I see that on your site you do have Mark's store already listed.
Yes. Yeah, we're working with Dan to get their products into our online database. My pitch to Dan was, I think it would be so fantastic if a tourist is at Niagara Falls. It could be over on the Canadian side. If they're within 2 miles of their new store at Niagara Falls, and they're using our app, and they say, show me products that are made in America that are in my vicinity, those products will just pop up right on their handheld device.
Nice.
Yeah, that would be, you know, and Dan's in San Diego now. Mike and I appreciate you working with him. He's actually my nephew, and he'll do a great job for you. We keep everybody moving pretty fast here, so bear with him. You know, I know he's been in contact. He spoke highly of you.
Oh, great, great. Yeah, and our app, again, because it's a smartphone, it's got a GPS in it. It's got, you know, the Google or Apple Maps software in it. For any address in their app, you know, whether it's a retailer or a manufacturer, if we have their address, we have their GPS location, we can show the location right on a map. If it's a retailer, you want to go there, we can give you directions right to their front door. Again, because it has GPS, when a person uploads a product, they're standing in the store, we can capture the GPS right there. You know, GPS is as accurate as, you know, within 5 meters of where they're standing. And we could literally take a person looking for that product right to the shelf if we wanted to have a map of the product. So that's some of the advantages of having a mobile app is you're out there at these, you know, hundreds of thousands of retail stores that have just a sprinkling right now of Made in USA product. It's not like, you know, Mark's store, it's 100%, but they're out there. The products are out there. They're just like a needle in a haystack, and that's one of the things we wanted to have our mobile app do is help people find that needle in a haystack easier and make it easier for the next person.
Well, your idea is very well received. How could you suggest helping promote that, Larkin?
Well, I'm sitting here shaking my head simply because I think this is just another feather in the cap of our Made in America movement. And it was a little lonely around here a year ago, and it's not so lonely anymore, is it? This really is starting to catch on, and I applaud your efforts. I think Go4USA is just great. I love it. And I would suggest that you contact your local SCORE chapter in the area in which you live. And I think I might have missed that.
Where are you from exactly, Mike?
Well, we're on the internet, but myself, I am in San Diego, California.
So your time frame is 8 to 16 over there or something?
Yeah, coming up on 8:20 a.m. I'm located in San Diego, California, the West Coast. My partner, Greg Harris, who I've known for over 20 years, is located in Highlands Ranch, Colorado. Like I said, we've known each other for over 20 years. We're both in the IT field, and we both, in the last year and a half, have spent 100% of our time on this effort. And we had to retrain ourselves for the new technology. I mean, we were both using Macs and PCs and working in large corporate environments. We had to train ourselves on the iOS, which is the operating system on an iPhone, that platform from Apple. We had to train ourselves on having online databases available securely over the internet and put it together after we had this concept and goal.
Well, Mike, I'll tell you that the SCORE chapter in San Diego is probably the most prolific chapter we have in the country. It's very large and very accomplished, and you can throw my name around out there. You'll probably be escorted out of the office as soon as you do.
Hey, seriously. Mike, I'd like to say one thing. Dan Andel is in San Diego as we speak right now.
Oh, yeah.
He's actually working at his hotel. His girlfriend had to go to a seminar. So if you email him, it's first time ever there, so it's pretty funny. It would be nice for you guys to hook up.
Oh, that would be great. Do it, Mike.
He's in San Diego right now. He's bored till 4 or 5.
I can head to him right after we hang up here.
Yeah, he's a great kid. You'll like him.
Okay.
Very good. Well, Rich, hearing what Mike has to say, what would you like to add to his efforts?
Mike, nice to meet you. Mark, just FYI, if he's in San Diego, you might not see him again.
right. I'm worried about it.
Okay, Mike, you know what? I'm gonna reach out to you because there's a burgeoning initiative within retail, mobile loyalty, something that you've probably heard about, I would think.
I have not.
Okay, well, I'm gonna communicate with you. Really, what it is, mobile loyalty is a it's a way for retailers it's essentially target marketing using location, GPS, and mobile apps. So it's really tying into exactly what you're doing.
Oh, great.
And this is something that we do on a regular basis. So I'm going to communicate with you because I think I can help you get this up and running. Great idea. I think you're going to have a market for it. Like everything, sometimes it takes some time to get the snowball rolling. But once it's rolling, it's going to get the attention of people, I believe.
Great. Great to hear.
Yes, let's, in fact, I'll ask Henry if he would put that on our site as well, so we would be able to share along with all of our listeners and our supporters and people who come upon us because we're linked to several other issues within the community. What I wanted to also, when I come back from this break, I am going to give you a little bit of a report, Mike, and I'm going to ask you to listen to this and tell me how you would be able to help local stores and also mega stores feature some American-made items.
Okay.
But the next portion of our broadcast today is being presented by Dr. Eva Machak. And as you know, she has two dental offices in Philadelphia, one at 3084 Armingo Avenue in Port Richmond. The other is at 4250 Richmond Street in the Bridesburg section. For more information, call Dr. Eva Machak for an appointment at 215-739-2787. She wants to see everyone walking around with a terrific smile. And also best wishes to all of American Workers Radio supporters, from Martin Bednarek, who is the president of Washington Savings Bank, Kazimierz Wielki Bank, and they have five locations in the Philadelphia area to serve your banking needs. Stop by, and if you have any questions, give Washington Savings Bank a call at 215-698-9400. And if you're planning to do some traveling, remember that Polish American Travel Service is located at 2714 East Allegheny Avenue in the well-known Port Richmond section of Philadelphia. No matter what your travel needs are, the Polish American Travel Service is there to assist you. You can give them a call at 215-634-3396. And the Polish Roman Catholic Union of America, known as the PRCUA, is marking its 140th anniversary of service to Polonia this year. As you know, they're located all over the United States. Their home office is in Chicago, but they do have a great branch satellite office in Philadelphia, located on the corner of Thompson Street and Allegheny Avenue. The exact address is 2636 East Allegheny Avenue. For more information, call the PRCUA at 215-425-3807. And if you are going to have some special family and friends over and you want some delicious food, remember that Polka Deli is located at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue in Port Richmond, Philadelphia. Stop by or give them a call for additional information at 215-634-3750. Also, if you are planning a trip to historic Philadelphia, tristatevisitors.com offers travel information for our members and supporters, information about Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York. All of the travel information that you could want is definitely located on Tri-State Visitors. And by the way, if you're planning a trip to historic Philadelphia, there's a special link on there. Check it out, and it'll direct you to all of the sights and sounds of early American history. And if you're going to the beach, lifeatthebeachisgood.com. And if you want to go to Atlantic City, spend some of your money in the casino, well, the casino link is there as well. And if you want to go to I Love New York, it's 97 degrees up there as we speak, but it's always great to see what's happening in New York when a little bit of the better weather, the cooler weather hits. So check it out at tristatevisitors.com. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, during past broadcasts, I've been telling you that I've been invited, and I've gone on my own in some cases, to several mega stores to see firsthand what number of American-made items that they have to offer. As I tour the stores, I always ask for the store manager for the tour. They're very accommodating. They come out. And when I mention that I'm with American Workers Radio and American Workers Need You, they're very pleased. And they say 50% of the items in their stores are all American made. And they go completely wild trying to give me the full treatment. And however, I will say that in many cases, 50% of the items in the store are American-made, but there's a problem with that. 50% of those items represent food products. water, juice, all kinds of stuff that are all made in America, because that's part of what we have to do to have food in the USA. However, when I tour other parts of the store, there's nothing in the store made in the USA. So when the manager took me around in the one big mega store, I don't want to give anybody any special recognition, but he said to me, well, you see, we do have a great balance between American made. And I said, yes, from what I see, the large majority of it is food and water and juices and things like that, which is mandated that they be made in America. But when it comes to clothing, shoes, electronic, furniture, and hundreds of other items that all of us go out shopping for, foreign-made products dominates the stores. So how can we change that? Mike, you are going to have to be directing a lot of your efforts to help people, whether they're going to local stores, to the malls, or to the mega stores, to let them know what in that store is American made. What would you say to that little report I just gave?
Well, I have to agree that sometimes the retailers exaggerate their percentage of made in USA goods. Now, our application does allow people to upload foods that say on it made in America, because there are certain situations where, you know, maybe one brand of peanut butter is made in USA and one brand is not. And if we can promote the one that has U.S. peanuts, we'll do it. We did have an opportunity back in January at a one of the large home improvement stores. We wanted to do a demo of our app for a local ABC news station, and they were declined to bring cameras in. And after a couple other places we wanted to target to have a news story done at, declined, we then decided to sneak into the home improvement store and do a little segment where they filmed me with another iPhone. So we had to resort to that. It turned out the reporter was included in an email that she probably shouldn't have been from that home improvement store that said they were the reason they declined was they were afraid of consumer backlash. And, you know, it's like we're not there to try to derive a percentage. You know, this store has this percentage, this store has this percentage. We just want to identify the products that are made in America so people looking for them can find them.
And there are more and more people looking for them. So that's why I'm very pleased with your initiative.
Yeah, and our app, when I say retailer, it's any retailer. It could be a mega store. It could be a large home improvement chain. It could be a membership store. It could be a small little shop in a mountain village that sells anything made in America that they want to highlight to somebody visiting that little town.
You know what I was told by each of the managers? They went out of their way to tell me that if more American-made products were available in the quantities that are needed to supply the mega stores, there would be no difficulty. He said to me, but we can have a situation where 1 month we get the product and it's off our inventory list for 2 months because they had, you know, distribution difficulties because it's another season of the year or whatever. We have to have an ongoing supply of everything that's in this store so that when people come here, they know we have everything. But I also saw something very clearly in my visit. There is so many opportunities for American businesses to reunite their efforts to get all of these products, the shoes, the clothes, everything, back with the shelves and unite with their merchandisers to get the stuff in the store. The stuff that's in many of the mega stores and even in the malls have been in there for 8-10 years now. And it's because the people have just gotten used to, in the purchasing department, just got used to, we'll buy it, continue. We made friends with this or that. It's time to open new doors. It's time to make sure we rattle a lot more cages.
And the store operators are going to have to reconcile themselves with price. It's going to be an issue, and it's something that's going to have to be addressed.
But, you know, Larkin, I also discussed this, and I think this is something we have to start talking about also. We have to have that option. Am I willing to pay a dollar more for an American-made item knowing that it's helping American workers, or am I only going to save the $1 and buy three of an item that I may not need three of?
If it were $1, it would be a non-issue, but unfortunately in the category of T-shirts and tennis shoes, it's a little bit more than a dollar.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And a lot of the products aren't. I just came from a bus before I grabbed the radio show here, and the bus was from Rochester. And a lady seen Adams manufactures plastic outdoor furniture and whatnot. She just grabbed me before I was running over, and she said, "Geez, you're $35 for this table. I just paid $70 online." So our prices, even our American flag for Annan, are $18. Everybody else is $25 and $30. But a lot of different items. You will be surprised as this movement grows and as people get more and more manufacturers. And Rich, as you know, we need policy change to make it easier on business and things like that. But all prices, I mean, a lot of my prices, I do have a $10 T-shirt now, Larkin, which, you know, in the beginning I couldn't get below 20. Things are changing, and price, I'm pretty comparable. You know, there's a flexibility. Sometimes, you know, again, if you put it two items in front of people and they're relatively close to the same and you have a Made in America on one, generally, you know, Americans will grab the Made in America product.
That is the mentality we have to nurture. That's so important. And, you know, as I talk to the tourists, and I love to go out and talk to the tourists, they tell me the same thing. Show me where those American-made items are, what stores they are. I will go out of my way. I don't mind spending extra money to know that it's helping my country, that I'm not shipping my dollars overseas, that I'm recirculating my dollars in America. So we are having some very good success, and it's because we're all becoming more and more united with our efforts. Rich, where you are you seeing more American-made items hitting the stores, or is it business as usual?
Well, I think that there are, in my own just observations, that there are available many American-made goods. One of the issues, though, is getting to them, which is why I think, Mike, your app is something that can really help steer people that way. And as I've mentioned before, in full disclosure, and I'll say again, many of the goods that we sell and integrate into companies are not made here. Some of them, however, are at least in part made here in the U.S., and in anticipation of having Jude come on, we've listed some of the goods that are on there for businesses to take a look at. I'll tell you guys just personal experience real quick before we have Jude come on. Our site is e-commerce, Mark, like your site. Now, you can buy goods online, and you know all the work that goes into that and what that entails. We have a major project that we've just undergone, and we, just out of more curiosity than anything, looked at what the cost would be to hire a company here and hire a company overseas, specifically in India. Well, let's just say that doing the business with the Indian firm was, let's just say it was a few dollars less than doing the business with the other company. But we chose the American-based company. And I say this not for any credit. I would like to think that it would be expected that I would say that. We did it because, A, they're here, and B, we believe that the quality of their work would be far superior. That's not a knock against a business that's in India. It's not to suggest that businesses in India can't do the job right, but that was our choice to do that. Fortunately, though, we were in a position to be able to do that. Many companies perhaps are not, which is why they choose the more economically priced goods and services, hence the reason for, as you say, Michael, the abundance of foreign-made goods. 70% of our economy, consumer purchasing, consumer spending. Well, when the demand is there for goods, companies over time have opted for the choice to manufacture them cheaper overseas. Now, what Mark is saying is true, however. I believe that the cost between us and China specifically are leveling out. However, because of that, other countries are now becoming more competitive. They're developing infrastructure, developing the man and woman power. So now our competition in the U.S. is becoming more and more global with each passing year. And the hardest thing to do is strike a balance. So the question really is, what are we as a nation doing looking to try and strike that balance between American good, American-made goods and imports.
Well, Rich, let me ask you this. Can you give me and give all of us a suggestion? What would you suggest we do to get that balance? Who's the main leading force in that balance?
Well, this is something that, see, Michael, what you just asked, that question that you just asked, okay, in any political town hall meeting with candidates, with any so-called debate, this is a question that can specifically be asked to candidates and to those who are then elected, which is, what are the initiatives right now that are being discussed on the local, state, and federal levels to try and bring more commerce, more business here, whether it's U.S.-based or overseas? I hear a lot of Mickey Mouse questions during those meetings about social and moral and religious issues, not really economic issues. We have to say it. What you just said, Michael, all of us can ask.
Well, that's right. You know, there are so many distractions in the media taking our attention away from helping one another that, you know, you can't imagine how much good could be done if our elected officials really focused on what we're supposed to be doing. Now, Rich, as I say that, and Mark and Larkin, and Jude is out on a special assignment today, so he won't be joining us. But I have to say this. I put on, Mike, this is for you too. I put on a new link on the front page of American Workers Radio, and I'll ask that it be put on all of our links as well. It is contact your local and your national elected officials. You click on that and you just put in your state, maybe even your zip code, and it goes right to the person that's elected to represent you on a state level or on a national level. These people need to hear from you. What's good about this particular link is that it gives you their name, their address, their telephone number, and all you do is click on and you can go right to an email to them. You don't have to go and be very wordy about it. Just go on there and say, good sir, what are you doing to help the American workers movement? Or madam, you know, how are you helping us out with this effort? We simply can no longer allow them to be off the shelf. So people that have asked me, well, how do I find an easy way to contact my elected official? Go on the front page of American Workers Radio. It's outlined so beautifully there. There is no longer a problem for anybody to say they can't get in contact with all the national center. The whole 535 people are listed there. Also, every governor is listed. Every congressman is listed. I mean, it's so easy to use. I'm hoping to hear good things from our listeners. Have you seen that on the front page, Rich?
Well, I think, Michael, that to go back to your question about people talking about it, the talk about economic matters, jobs, manufacturing, it seems to more or less kind of float around, whereas it's not, it's just rare that we see prominent articles talking in prominent media publications with elected officials who try to make this one of their real primary either campaign issues or legislative issues. And as I said before, I don't doubt that elected officials at least sometimes talk about this and look to maybe do some action. The problem is that they allow themselves to get distracted with many things that ultimately long term are not really to our benefit. And those are things that I think are many. And every dollar, every moment of time not spent on an American interest is spent on someone else's interest.
Right, exactly.
We can't get that time back, nor can we really get that money back. So this all ties into the kinds of questions and expectations that we hold as an electorate. And if we're going to continue to allow this issue to just be one that kind of sort of floats around out there, it's just simply never going to be addressed directly.
Right.
Because elected officials get elected and start fundraising for the next election because they could be there for 200 years. And,
well,
and
Rich, we have about we have a large amount of people on our email list, a number of thousands. What we're going to do as it gets closer to the election, we're going to get that site in front of everybody so that they start sending and calling messages into the elected officials. Because right now the elected officials get a number of calls, but not in big numbers that they would be annoyed to take action. The thing that's really scary about the whole deal is I would think that some elected official would want to be the first George Washington type of the House or Senate and say, I am going to champion the American-made issue in America. No, they are worried about all around the world. They're worrying about taking things from the American people and giving them to someone else rather than allowing people to be able to have a job, support themselves, as all of us are doing. None of us are looking for Uncle Sam to be our Santa Claus. To me, Santa Claus comes once a year. The Easter Bunny comes once a year. And all the, you know, the torch burners, we're looking for people that'll get those whiskey-soaked torches up and going so that when they start the election season, the elected people say, oh, I better do something because the American people are really going to put my ass on the chopping block.
And I'm not trying to be skeptical. I really am not. But as an election official over here in Philadelphia, if we could get more than 7% of the people to vote in a primary more than 30% of the people to vote in a regular election, then these efforts probably will have some substance.
But, you know, Harkin, as you say that, something just came to my mind. If we rile up the people enough to get them out to the election on the election day and let the elected people seeking office see that the people are coming out to address particular issues, even if they have to write in, most important point, jobs. Let people start to speak up. What really angers me when I go to the polls, and I haven't missed an election in a long time, but when I go to the polls, the people wait for that little piece of paper that you give them. They don't have any idea who it is, but because they know that person stands there every year religiously handing that piece of paper, they go into the ballot box and they press this. And the next thing you know, at the end of the night, that person is 100%. All the competition didn't even have a chance.
Well, some of the people that were sitting in the poll that I was sitting in, we decided we were going to write our own law in Pennsylvania. And we started telling people that those things weren't illegal. You know, you can't carry that into the booth. Of course, that's not true.
Well, yeah.
we're just trying to get people to read the damn ballot. That's all, and decide.
Well, see, some of the ballot. This is another strange thing, and we got off onto another subject. But this is good. That ballot should be better presented in advance. Newspapers, also local television station, should have the guests on. Why can't they devote an hour on a Sunday morning or afternoon to bring on the candidates and let's hear from them? Let's look who they are. Let's see what they really have to say.
They do. Politics in New Jersey is on Sunday morning at, I think it's 4:30 in the morning.
4:30, yeah, I could see 4:30. I'm going to be up. We got Mike Sessions up at 8 o'clock on the show, but that's okay. 8 o'clock is a reasonable hour. Most people are up and ready to go. But, Mike?
Well, at 4:30, you know, Larkin, at 4:30, I mean, those are the people who are drinking the whiskey instead of putting it on the torches, which if you're going to put it on the torches, you better use single malt because it burns a lot better.
But Mike, I'm really pleased that you were able to join us today. Stay on with us. And I want to remind everyone, too, that Jude Watkins has given me some reports that more people are signing on to his site. It is linked on the right-hand side of American Workers Radio when you go on there. It is a free sign-up. And Jude is doing his best, as he mentioned when he was on. This is a free service he's trying to do, and I admire all of his work. And also, for those of you that see the price of gas going up, I want to remind you that our gas buddy is there, Greg Laskowski. I'm going to get him back in the near future to talk with us about some of the issues he's working on. But you can always check to see who's offering the gas prices that are best for you near you by going to gasbuddy.com, and our link is on that site. So do check that out as well. And the Mark, you did say that you're able to sell American flags, that same size, the same quality, made in America. Some of the stores online and in our area, $128.
Right, and we're $20 for a 3x5. And in Ervalia, Georgia. We just believe that every flag made should be made here, especially the ones draped over a casket of a soldier or flown above them.
Yeah, you know, when I said that a few weeks ago, but on the 4th of July when I was out talking with the people, and I said how many of the shirts were beautifully made, beautifully presented. And I said to the people, and as I gave them my American-made flyer to tune into the radio, they said, I said, this shirt's beautiful. I said, yeah. They said, yeah, we just got it at the visitor center and ran into the ladies' room and put them on. And I said, well, where are those shirts made? And she says, oh, American. Look, it's all American, beautiful artwork on it. And I said, yes. And then one girl turned to the others and looked at the tag, and she said, it's not made in America. And the woman says, well, wait, I'm in Philadelphia, where it all began. Why can't we get anything American? But this is the mentality of our people. Everything is just grab it without looking. I'm just the opposite. I look first, then I speak up. And in some of the stores, Mike, you can imagine just hearing me today, when I go into stores, some of those people behind the counters take a breath like, oh, what is it going to be today? Even in Home Depot, as soon as I enter, the girl in the returns area, she waves to me. It's like we became best friends. I really don't know her that well, other than, talking with her and asking her what's going on or at the service counter. But you got to speak up where you shop. And if you do, good things will continue to happen.
You have to. One part of this movie, the tagline is, what is your part? So people have to get involved. Rich, you talk about it with voting, and we want, if it's deodorant or pop or beer, you get 50, 100 choices. Why don't we have more choices? Same as the consumer. They have to know it makes a difference. They have to demand it. Consumer demand is changing this country, is changing and charging the movement up. We have to get people to know that we the people, can make a difference.
We are making a difference. And Mark, I want to thank you for your unbelievable participation. I can't wait to see this film. Now, somebody did mention that they will be selling copies of it. Is that true?
They will. First is the private screening, 32 days, then it goes national. Then it will be available, DVDs, and we're, of course, pushing them to make it 100%, which is doable. And then it'll go to international. It'll go colleges and schools will use it, but open History Channel, things like that. But I will get you, as soon as the private screenings are done, I can get you a copy so you can link up.
Okay, and the main thing is, no matter if it's in Philadelphia, and maybe even Mike can do something with it out there in California, and Jude can do something up where he is, let's try to show that we are really a growing network and we're doing our job to help American workers. Maybe our good political people will be influenced by our good efforts. I'm going to pause for 1 minute just to acknowledge some of our very important sponsors. And I have to tell you, these are great supporters of American workers. Giorgio Foods is a symbol of quality in the USA since 1928. They have great mushrooms and mozzarella sticks and Polish-style products as well. Look for the name Giorgio wherever you shop. And best wishes from Jan Majewski, President and CEO. And also, best wishes as well from Mr. Frank Spula, who is the national president of the Polish National Alliance, America's largest ethnic fraternal insurance organization, headquartered in Chicago, founded in Philadelphia in 1880. And of course, it is now in all 50 states. For more information, you can contact the PNA at 1-800-621-3723. And Dr. Wojimia Zin of Everest Dental wants to remind you that their office is located at 9892 Busselton Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia, where he provides quality services at affordable prices. For more information, I encourage you to contact Dr. Wojimia Zin at Everest Dental at 215-671-0188. Also, best wishes from Mr. Chester Kshanovsky and all of his staff at Serena's Auto Body Shop and Collision Center, and their two locations. One is at 6201 Oxford Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia. The other is at 691 Bethlehem Pike in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania. For more information about all of your auto body repair needs, contact Serena's at 215-535-6606. And also Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio, attorney at law, welcomes you to contact her for all of your legal matters. Give her a call at 215-423-4824. And again, if you are planning to do some travel, Nina Titta of J World Travel, located in the Well Port Richmond section of Philadelphia, is located at 2626 East Allegheny Avenue. For more information, call Nina Titta at J World Travel at 215-634-6006. Whenever you contact any of our sponsors and supporters of this daily radio broadcast on 860 AM radio, I ask that you let them know that you hear about their products and services during our broadcast. Well, I would like to return once again to our guests. Rich, tell us something that's happening new this week with you.
Well, I'll tell you guys, we are in the midst of, once our work in progress with our site is really up and running, we're looking to develop a tool within the site that will essentially be a notice for consumers out there who are looking to inquire about goods and services that are at least in part made here. It's with anything electronic and technology, as you guys are well aware, this is one of the consumer areas, not just consumers but businesses, where there's just simply very little that's made here. And I think a lot of the major electronics and technology manufacturers are starting to at least pay attention to the costs associated with manufacturing overseas as opposed to coming close to home. I very often have conversations with my manufacturing partners about this. It's a growing sentiment. The consciousness is rising, but it's not going to be an overnight thing. But having said that, I think it's a requirement that all of us who are really in business need to at least be having with our business partners.
You know, Rich, as you say that, I would like to maybe ask you to do a little survey. And if you were going to put a particular product on the street, an electronic product, what exactly would you be able to find right now made in America, and what would you have to depend on bringing in from overseas? I'd like to hear a little bit of a report on that, and mainly what could be done to bring about businesses here in the USA that could take care of that need of bringing in anything from overseas. As I said, when I went to these mega stores, I told the guys, none of us are against foreign products, absolutely not. But we want at least 50% of everything that's in the store outside of the food products, the furniture, the clothing, and everything else to be made in America as it was back in 1972. Look how we've degraded our country. Our young people, my kids, your children are not even going to know that there were always things made in America. Some children today look at their shirts and they all they know is that those are foreign-made products. They don't even know that they were ever made in America, where at one time they were exclusively made in America. Mike, how would you like to add to what you're doing and what we're doing?
Well, we want to try to hit the problem from the consumer side. That's what our app is really geared for, is to get consumers involved to use the power of their purchasing dollars to say, hey, I'm willing to buy these products at these prices because they're made in America. And our app also, does allow folks who either can't or don't want to spend more on American-made goods to still contribute by locating made in America products and uploading that information so that others in their area know where they are. You don't have to buy the actual product to contribute.
Okay, and let me just ask you to do a little special project, if you would.
Sure.
Right now, we are discussing made in America. How about if portions are made in America and portions are assembled in America? You have to tell us how you're going to list that as well. In many cases, anything over 51% made or assembled in America can have that made in America label on it because it's, 51%. So we'll talk about that in a future broadcast. But Mark, tell us more about what you think you could add to us getting out to the public and doing something to bring more fish into the ocean so that people know about our efforts.
Yeah, we always challenge manufacturers. Again, we went from 50 products to 5,000 products. I do realize everybody can't be 100%, but I support what you support. 50-50 would be ideal. I think the consumer has way more power than they give themselves credit for in asking at these stores and just continue to ask for it because it makes them get the product, but also challenge our manufacturers to make more here. We're still looking for that toaster, Mike, 100% made,
yeah.
One. Again, electronics, as Rich said, electronics are, I have nothing that takes, that's electronical or takes a battery in my store yet, even though we have 5,000 products. So I think the consumer just has to demand. You have to believe in it. Again, we go back to the schools, the parents, the young people. Yesterday, I seen a lot of young people off the bus. It was excellent. I mean, from 10 years old to 16. And, boy, they get it. They understand once they hear the story. So I think the story needs to be told more, and I hope that this movie does that. I hope it's a game changer and educates the people where we were, where we are, and what we need to do for the next generation. Because, again, the next generation is going to be the first generation that has it harder than the last. And that's rare in the United States.
Absolutely. Larkin, what do you have to say as we come near the end of our broadcast today?
Well, again, I would make the special note that we certainly are making progress, and I think all of that is extremely, extremely positive.
Larkin made a comment a few months ago, 6 months ago, that this is going to be the year of the American-made issue. Definitely 14 is going to be even bigger.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. Everywhere I go, I see people getting together. I'm really pleased for what our listeners are doing. They are going out, speaking up. They're spreading the word about all of our issues on this broadcast. They're handing out flyers for me at different events. And, of course, newspapers are picking it up. And also, I'm going to talk to you, Mike, at some point in the near future about National Small Business Weekend, which is the first Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of every month. Maybe we can help each other network in that way as well. Well, thank you, Rich Logis, for all of your wisdom and good feelings today. Larkin Conley, we thank you very much. Mike Sessions, we're going to put your link up on our site. And Rich Logis, we are thankful to you, and we're going to be seeing you soon. So, Mark, Mike, Larkin, and everyone, thank you for spreading the word. We appreciate it. Henry, dziękuję bardzo. Thank you for all of your help. Do widzenia. Until Saturday at 11, I wish all of you the very best.